Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God which engages us today is this call for all peoples of the earth to praise our God from Psalm 67. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Our God is a God who blesses. He generously and abundantly pours out blessings upon His people. We cry out to Him in prayer because we need this blessing. We gather here in His house because here is where He gives to us His blessing. He gives us good gifts. And so today, the question I want to ask you is, why? Why does God bless us? There's really two parts to that question. The first part is what motivates Him, what inspires God to give us good gifts, to bless us. And then the second part of that question is, for what purpose? Why do you get this blessing? What does God want you to do with the blessings He pours out upon you? Why does God bless us? Today's sermon will look at this question in those two different ways. The first one is this: what motivates God to give you a blessing? This past week, I officiated the funeral for one of our Hispanic members, Jose Gomez. As some of you know, Jose was mostly paralyzed the last 20 years of his life. And at his funeral, as I did in hospice, I read the gospel account of when Jesus healed a paralyzed man carried to Him by his friends. And I said this: you may think that Jesus healed this paralytic and forgave him his sins because he was a good man, or because he had suffered so much in life, he deserved Jesus to do this for him. But this is not true. And then I think I shocked the congregation when I said this quite directly. And you may think, as I've even heard some of you say today, that Jose was a good man, as if now his goodness deserves that he is now with Jesus forever, as if by his life he could somehow merit life with God for eternity. But this also is not true. Jose was not a good man. And neither are you. May it be said at our funerals as well, this was not a good person, but he trusted in God's mercy. Because it is not our goodness that merits God's blessing. It is not our lifestyle that somehow deserves God to give us good. That will be treating God as if He is karma. And that's not the gospel. God delights in giving blessings, not because we deserve them, but because of His mercy. I continued saying, if I have the privilege of officiating at your funeral, I will say the same thing about you. You see, so all of us are under sin, corrupted by sin, under its curse and condemnation. So don't think for a moment that Jose is now resting with Jesus because he was a good man. He is with Jesus, but because of God's mercy. He has the assurance of resurrection to eternal life because of God's promise placed upon him in baptism, which he believed. It is all God's work, given to him by grace that he simply received by faith. That is why we gather today with hope. That is our hope as well here in this place. The paralytic man in the gospel was forgiven and healed only because of God's mercy. The daughter of the Canaanite woman in our gospel reading for today was also healed. The demon was cast out, but only because of God's mercy. Mercy that Canaanite woman embraced by faith and would not let go. She knew that Jesus was Lord and Son of David. This was the Messiah, the one who embodies Yahweh in the flesh, the God who is merciful. She trusted in that mercy and she would not let go. And so by faith, she clung to Jesus' promise. And Jesus then gave her, not what she deserved, but he gave her a blessing and healing her daughter. Today's reading from Romans teaches us that God desires to have mercy on all, Jews and Gentiles alike. Our reading from Isaiah reveals that God will bring all peoples, right, of all nations into his house of prayer, including foreigners and outcasts. All peoples, all nations, all languages will all be blessed by God, but only because of his mercy. So what motivates God to give us blessings, to pour out good gifts here in this place? It's not that you are good, or that you somehow deserve good from our God. In fact, if you were to place yourself into today's readings, you are the outcast. You are the foreigner. You are the helpless one and the enemy. You are under the curse and condemnation of sin. And you are the one who God loves with an unbreaking, never giving up, always and forever love in mercy. A mercy we can't even begin to comprehend. God sent his Son to take our place. The Son of God came in the flesh as a helpless baby. He lived his life as a foreigner among people that rejected him. Jesus died as an outcast, outside the city, crucified as an enemy because he was carrying our sin. Jesus suffered the curse and the condemnation of sin in our place so that he could satisfy God's wrath against sin and so that we could then receive mercy instead of getting what we deserve. Galatians 3, 13 and 14 says it this way. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. So why? Why does God bless us? It is only because of his mercy. He doesn't give us what we deserve. Instead, he places that punishment upon his own Son, Jesus, and instead gives us the blessing that Jesus brought to us. What inspires God's generosity? It is grace, and it is grace alone. God's unbreaking, never giving up, always and forever love for sinners like you and me. That's why. And so the second question, why does God bless us? Once we receive this blessing, what are we supposed to do with it? For what end or for what purpose do we continue to receive this blessing over and over? Psalm 67 teaches us today. Verses 1 and 2 say this, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be made known on earth, your saving power among all nations. The whole earth, all people of all nations are to know the way. Jesus is that way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Psalm 67 wants God's saving power to be known among all the nations. Jesus Christ is that saving power. As we learned in our adult Bible class in 1 Corinthians, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Psalm 67 is asking for God's blessing so that Jesus may be made known on all the earth, so that his salvation may be known among all people, that they may hear the message, hear this gospel, and receive it by faith, be brought into God's family to rejoice in his salvation and rest in what Christ has done for us. That's why God blesses us. That's the purpose. So we can share that blessing with others. God blesses us here in this place so that we might go out there and share that blessing with those who also need it. Here in the divine service, God forgives you of all your sins so you can go and forgive others of their sins against you. Every Sunday, God gives you peace in Christ so that you may take that peace and share it with others. Here in this place, God fills you with the joy of your salvation so that you may give that joy away to those in need. Through His Word, God richly provides comfort so that you can comfort others who are also mourning. God comes to this place to give you mercy, to fill your heart with His love so that you may love others, yes, even the undeserving, with that same unbreaking, never giving up, always and forever love. And in the Lord's Supper, which in a short while we will receive, God gives to you Jesus, His true body and His true blood, so that you may also go out and share Jesus with others. Speak the name of Jesus and share the good news of what Jesus has done for us, those in your home, with your friends and your coworkers, with family members and neighbors, with all of your Facebook friends, with your teachers, your boss, your grandchildren, your coach. They all need Jesus. In Christ, God graciously gives you all that you need for body and soul, so that you may share these blessings with others and point the world to Jesus. So as we boldly speak the name of Jesus, as we lovingly serve others in their needs, those in our community, with the same gifts that we have received, we are inviting all people to praise the name of Jesus. As Psalm 67:3 says, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you." In Christ's name, amen.